Hi, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. So thankful you've taken some time to join us this Friday and listen in. This past Sunday, we kicked off a new series called Kingdom Values. And in this series, we're going to be looking at how you and I are invited into expanding and growing God's kingdom, how we're invited to be investors into God's kingdom, and how we're invited to be partners in advancing God's kingdom. So over the next few weeks, we're going to discuss how we can manage our resources to advance His kingdom. And so our big idea for this series is that living in God's kingdom means giving towards things that matter. And part of what we'll discuss will involve our finances and money. And let's be honest, just when a church or a pastor talks money, everybody gets a bit nervous because money is always a big deal. And that's especially true right now because times are tight, everything costs more, prices just seem to be going up, and money doesn't go as far as it used to. However, when it comes to our finances, Jesus is not trying to take something from us. He actually wants something for us. And Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. He says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal." He says in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus tells us here that we're investing in or storing up treasure in one of two kingdoms, an earthly kingdom or a heavenly kingdom. And he tells us that there's treasure to be had in both, but the payout is very different. The earthly payout is temporary. It has a shelf life. It's fleeting. But the heavenly payout is everlasting. It's incorruptible. It's eternal. But the hook for all of this really rests in verse 21, where Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It's in this verse that we see Jesus is really not after our stuff, our money, or our wealth, that he's actually after our heart. And in doing so, Jesus teaches us an amazing principle and truth, and that is this: our heart always follows the treasure never follows our heart. And this is huge, and this is key to advancing God's kingdom, investing in God's kingdom, and storing up treasure in heaven. We see that it's not a wealth issue or a dollar amount issue or a surplus issue in our lives, that it's always a heart issue. And so wherever our treasure is, our heart will be there. Treasure will pull you there. It will drag your thoughts and your focus and your entire being towards that treasure. So as we enter into this series, know that the core of all that we'll be talking about is really a heart issue. So today, maybe think about a few questions. Questions like, what has my heart? What do I truly treasure? What kingdom am I investing in? Are any of my possessions possessing me? Is money my master? Is wealth my treasure? Great questions to ask ourselves because we need to direct our heart. Our heart is the wellspring of life, and unchecked, it goes in the wrong direction. Therefore, our heart needs some direction. And the best way we do that is by storing treasure in the place where we want our heart to go, to invest in, to talk about, to dream about, to make plans, and to give towards God's heavenly kingdom and heavenly treasure. When we do, our heart will follow, and the payoff will not disappoint. Let me pray for us as we close today. Jesus, help us to examine our heart today. May you have our heart. And if you don't, may we begin to direct our heart towards you. Jesus, we ask today that you would help us to hold the material things of this world with open hands, seeing how they can be put to good use for your kingdom. Jesus, we ask for help to shift our minds and our hearts from having earthly treasures, solely serving ourselves, and begin to see how they can serve you. Jesus, we're asking for help to leverage our wealth, whether that's much or little, by investing it in the heavenly instead of the earthly. And Jesus, we're asking for your help to measure our lives by the true riches of your kingdom and not by the false riches of this world. And Jesus, we're asking for help to seek first your kingdom, trusting that all we need will be provided by you. It's in your precious name that we pray. Amen.